Hi everybody, this is Alex along with Jess and Gray for Color Organ. And tonight we're going to play some music from the mid to late 2000s. This is music for Williamsburg bloggers. So this is kind of some music that shaped me when I was coming of age. I wasn't really old enough to participate, but it had a big influence on, I think, the three of us. This is Outhud, a San Francisco band.
Thank you. Wow. What a time. Am I right? What a time. That was The Ghost Inside by The Broken Bells from their self-titled album, James Mercer's post-Shins project, which, you know, nothing screams Williamsburg blogger more like James Mercer, am I right? So yeah, as Alex mentioned, this is Music for Williamsburg Bloggers. We're taking you back in time. We're going, you know, every time that we do this show, I kind of want to talk about the fits. And I want to, if anyone wants to hop on the mic and just kind of personify what you imagine your Williamsburg blogger to look like, I just want to paint the picture for those who are listening.
I was definitely wearing like wingtip Oxfords, skinny jeans, of course, and a striped t-shirt, and probably like an army jacket.
Peacoat.
I was wearing. Yeah, peacoat.
Peacoat is important. I was so jealous of everyone with a peacoat.
I also had a pair of like bootcut corduroy Levi's that I used to wear to death. I remember them getting like super threadbare.
Yeah, that's important. And if we could just take us back in the time, I know y'all were Tumblr bloggers.
I mean, a lot of this music I was like gleaning off of MySpace, actually.
Oh, okay.
So this is like, for me, a lot of my pics were like pre-Tumblr era.
Mm.
Same, yeah. A lot of music found on MySpace. I saw the Cold War kids on MySpace before they got big. That was very exciting at the time.
Did you ever have like a MySpace romance?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I had a few, but I can't really talk about it.
That's okay. Yeah, what happened on MySpace stays on MySpace?
That's how Alex and I met, actually, on MySpace.
Yeah. Craig commented on my on one of my photos, and then I talked about him in a survey that I posted on my bulletin.
Yeah, you were taking like one of those personality quizzes.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, we'll continue on. This one, I will say that this subject matter is not one I'm an expert in. But this track just brings me back to...
It brings you back from Williamsburg. That's for sure.
It does. It's a longing for another coast. Yeah. So
this is a banger, you know this one.
It is a banger. And I've thought about it for karaoke, so I'm keeping that in the back pocket. But this is Coconut Records, West Coast.
For a second there, I thought you disappeared. It rains a lot this time of year. Now we both go together if one falls down. I talk out loud like you're still around. You, I'm going back home to the West Coast.
barking for the stars to go. In the attic of a house, in the slats of light which creep across the room, in a forest grove at dawn, where the animals sleeping in the gloom. On the 97th floor, overlooking Tokyo, in Camden Road, in the second floor flat, with billboard down below.
So that was Stars off their third album, Set Yourself on Fire, which is on Arts and Crafts, which was a crucial independent label from Canada that put out a lot of great records in this era. They're probably still around, but I haven't heard too much from them. Up next is going to be a song by Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah. This is an era where bands had really, really long names, like like whole phrases, you know, Set Yourself on Fire, whatever. Anyway, yeah, and it's great. It's kind of like, it's got like a Dylan-esque thing going on, but mostly it's just fucking weird indie shit from that time. So yeah, let's roll it.
Thank you.
So this next track is by a band called All Time Quarterback, which is a side project by Ben Gibbard, who you might know from Death Cab for Cutie and one of my all-time favorite bands, The Postal Service.
Mm. Yes.
This song might actually be the oldest track on the playlist. It's from 2002. So,
what were we blogging about then?
I wasn't even blogging then. I did not have access to the computer yet at 2002.
The Williamsburg bloggers were blogging about?
They were definitely blogging about Ben Gibbard and all of his solo or side projects.
And the War on Terror. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, that would have occupied a lot of internet space in 2002. So this is Why I Cry by All Time Quarterback.
Take a big cloud. from to late May. I light a candle in your memory, turn off the lights and cry myself to sleep. My mascara is running down my cheek. I haven't left the house in over a week. It won't be long before they miss me, down where I work at the factory. Oh, oh, oh. 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 You have a new name, a powder face.
Nice one. Well, I just like setting the scene. Is that okay?
Sure, why not?
Can we set the scene again?
Yeah.
The
scene or like what your scene was at the
time? I was way too young and not experiencing. I was 2000, what, like five?
Yeah.
I think that's when I saw.
To like, let's like fast forward to like the late 2000s when we were a little bit more.
Like the tens?
No, like 2000, like pre-2010.
Okay.
2010 is like a demarker for me, yeah.
Hold on. 2008, where, I mean, I still was really young, so I was, I was living in San Francisco, but I wanted to paint the scene of what, like, a Williamsburg blogger's day was broken up to, like, just like 8 a.m., where it was cold brew a thing. What are we?
No way. They were drinking deli coffee. It's deli coffee straight on the fixed gear afterwards doing skids.
Skids on the fixed gear.
Yeah.
Run me through it.
I don't know. I'm like, yeah, deli coffee, get on the fixed gear.
Where do they work?
Go to Greenpoint.
Mm.
I don't know. Get drunk in that like pool thing in Greenpoint. You know what I'm talking about? Where they used to have shows.
I...
No. There's like an abandoned pool.
Like abandoned pool. Like a, yeah. I believe it. That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know.
And what was like dinner?
Dinner? You probably had like a shitty burger.
Shitty burger washed down with like an IPA.
Or like a PBR.
Or PBR.
You definitely had a PBR. I don't think we were in IPA mode.
No, yet. I guess that came a little later. See, this is why I'm not the expert. I'm asking the questions.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. All right. Well, what's the next song?
What is the next song? The next song... the next song's your song.
Okay.
It's Good Time by Brazilian Girls.
Oh, yeah. Let's go.
So I'll let it rip.
Call you to make sure you know.
Okay, so up next we got a really good song by Women, who were a great band from Canada. Members of it are now in, what is it, Preoccupations, and Cindy Lee, yeah, which are also great. They're just killing it all the time, and it's one of my favorite songs of all time, so let's hit it.
Yeah, I really liked this band too during that time period, so I'm glad you chose this grid.
Back when I had my
Yes, yes, y'all. I think we're approaching our last song. And how else would we close it off but play Music Is My Hot, Hot Sex by CSS?
Yeah, this one pretty much speaks for itself, so.
Big banger. Okay, see you next month.
Também.